Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, I think, one of Stelly's favorite topics that I want to learn about a lot more, because I don't do this right now at my companies, at least I don't, is how to do basically email sequences when you're doing outbound emailing for sales.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Yeah. So this is a fascinating topic, and we'll bang out some tips and try to give people a framework of how to think about this. But, you know, back in the day, I think when it comes to email, marketing has always been, or in many other areas, when it comes to technology in general, I feel like marketing is always kind of a little bit of a step ahead of sales. But sales is always following suit, following behind on marketing. And I know that I remember when marketing teams started to use drip emails, right? Started to use kind of automated emails that were personalized depending on a person's life cycle in the marketing funnel or depending on their life cycle as a customer or as a user of a product. So you would set up this drip email system from a marketing perspective, and then if I, as a user or as a trial user, if I visited the pricing page multiple times, you would fire off a personalized and customized email that responds to that. Or if I stopped logging into the product, you might fire off another customized and personalized email that says, "Hey, you know, we haven't seen you around in a while. Maybe either you should watch this tutorial, or maybe we should jump on a quick demo call or whatever," and just use kind of large scale customization in an automated way, and that was kind of a brilliant trend, and we might do an episode on that specifically. Recently, over the last few years, that has spilled over to the way that sales teams do outbound email prospecting, because it used to work like this, where a sales rep, when they were doing outbound sales, a lot of sales reps sales teams would build SDR teams. And SDR teams, what they would do is they would do a lot of kind of manual labor of researching leads, researching their email address, and then sending them an email to try to get them to agree to a demo or exploratory call. And then many times they would realize that one email is just not enough because timing is of such significance. So they would create a system of going back to the same lead and emailing them usually, you know, 6 to 8 times to get them to agree or respond and start a conversation. And that's obviously insanely labor intense, right? If you have to do this with hundreds and hundreds of new leads every month and you have to send every lead, you know, 8 emails and have to remember all that, it's a super manual and labor intense process and very, very repetitive. And so we started seeing the introduction of email sequences or sales automation tools, quote unquote, that basically mean that now many salespeople, many sales teams, what they'll do is they will use a piece of software that allows them to define that sequence, right? Say, hey, I want to write these 8 emails to a cold prospect, then upload a list of leads every day, and then fire off that sequence. And that sequence now is fully automated. So, you know, the prospect gets email number 1 on day 1, and then on day 3 it gets email number 2, and then on day 7 it gets the email number 4. And the sequence runs through automatically until the prospect replies. And the moment the prospect replies, usually the automated part of the sequence stops, and now you as a rep can start engaging with the prospect. It doesn't matter if they say, not interested, please unsubscribe me, or if they say, yes, I want to schedule a call, let's jump on it, or if they just send you some kind of a question, how do you guys do XYZ? The automated part stops at that moment, and now a real salesperson or an SDR can engage with the prospect and kind of explore if they should buy or not. And that has obviously, that, you know, when it first was introduced, became such a massive success because it empowered sales reps and sales teams to be so much more productive that it has exploded. So today there's hundreds and hundreds of these email sequence tools out there that people can purchase. And especially in technology and in startups, almost every sales team today that's doing outbound sales is using this type of software and methodology to do outbound prospecting.
You couldn't have said it better. There are hundreds of tools to help you do this.
Yes.
And they have just cropped up in literally the last 2 years. And it is absolutely ridiculous how many emails I get that are so fucking shitty, Stelly.
Yep.
So before we're done with this, I need you to tell me, how do I write good outbound email? I get the sequencing. I get that these fucking tools exist and they make it easier for me to spam other people. I get that I can get the list too in some of these tools. So, hey, everything's easy. Yep. But now I get more email. And if I'm doing outbound, I don't want to send shitty email. What do I do?
So I think that, so that's in a really important part, because I think step one is, what the good news is, the tools are there today and it's easy, right? That's the good news. So even if you are, if you're a one person sales team, if you're one single founder, you could be sending hundreds of emails and send multiple follow-ups, and you could automate the entire process. So you could act as if you had a big sales team. That's kind of awesome, right? The flip side of that is what you just said, which is, and trust me, there's very few people getting more shitty emails than me, because a lot of people send me sales emails. And on top of that, a lot of people send me their sales emails to get feedback from me about their sales emails. So I get a ton of cold emails every single day. And I think, so the flip side is, because it's so easy to automate and to scale your outbound email efforts, people take their shitty email and they just automate and scale it. And so there's the danger that you're going to take something that isn't working or shouldn't work, and you're just going to amplify it, which is a problem, right? You take something that doesn't work and you amplify it. You're going to create a lot more negative noise and negative consequences for you. And on top of that, it's not just you now doing this. So now, because everybody can scale and automate and amplify, you're in a much noisier, we've created a much noisier environment, right? So now every prospect's inbox is a lot more full with shitty cold emails, because all your competitors are also using these tools to send a lot more emails to these people. So I think the flip side is that, or the solution to this is, we've talked about this many times in other email related episodes, the days of, you know, mediocre or even good email are dead, but great emails are more well and alive than ever before, because they're so rare. So I think that the way you do great emails, great outbound emails, and you scale that, is that you first confirm and make sure that the emails you have written, the templates you have, are truly great and stand out. How do you do that? Well, number one is, you don't automate and customize at scale immediately. You don't do that at step number one. Step number one, you do write one email, you send it out manually, you see what the responses are, you adjust, you refine, and you improve. You talk to the people that respond to your emails to get feedback on why they responded and what about your emails is great. You talk to the people that didn't respond, you reach out to them to try to figure out, hey, I sent you an email, you've ignored it, just need 2 minutes to hear. What about my email sucked? What about it is not that great? You spend time interviewing your customers to not just hear about their needs from a product perspective, but also understand what their inbox looks like. Hey, can you tell me, what kind of emails do you get every day? Why do you hate them? What are the good emails? What are the bad emails? You need to understand the environment in which you compete in, which is the inbox of your prospect. And you work at the beginning slower than you would like on crafting, improving, and editing a great email, an email that truly is awesome. Once you have that, you have the messaging right, you work on making sure that you don't do high quantity, but you do high quality in terms of the people you are sending these messages to. You make sure that these are very, very good, high quality lists where the chances are high that the person that's receiving the email from you wants to hear from you. There's a high probability that they will need your service or product, and that they're the right fit. So you do those two things. You look at the results and you see that a lot of people open your message and a lot of people respond to your message in a positive way. That's the moment where now you can use the power of these email sequencing tools to really scale up something that's worth scaling, something that's worth automating. But you have to do the heavy lifting, the hard, slow, patient work in the beginning of working on both your understanding on who you're trying to reach and narrowing down your niche and your ideal customer profile, and the messaging, like what is truly a message that will stand out for all the right reasons. And there's no shortcut for that shit. I can tell you how you're not going to get to these two things. You're not going to get to it by going to blog.close.io and downloading our email templates and just copy-pasting those email templates